tells us that yayin is poter shar mashkim, just like pas. We discussed last week already, just to remind ourselves, whether according to some poskim you needed a kvias, you need a mashka kvias of a wine in order to poter shar mashkim. That's not how we paskin. There were some achornim also paskin that even if you had just a taste of the wine that would poter shar mashkim, we also not paskin like that. The Mishnah Berurah said you should be machmer and only on a revius of wine would pater the shar mashkin. Okay. So, also, I forgot to mention last week, we were discussing by Kiddush and Shabbos, according to what I just said before, you have to have a malulmav, a lot of times this comes halacha lemaisa on Shabbos. Shabbos, you make Kiddush and they pass around only a little bit of wine to each person, so everyone only tastes a little bit of wine. Now you want a cup of Coke. You want a cup of Coke. We thought about a Kiddush without a Suda's Pass. We'll talk about Suda's Pass really is going to pater the drinks anyways. But if we're talking about a Kiddush, you have a shul, or your house, you have a little rugelach with it, and you want some Coke with your Suda, and you only had a little bit of yayin. So what do you do? So we said over here that does not really pater. We discussed last time that does not pater the drink, unless you really have a melugma. Therefore, one should take a candy, a piece of chocolate, like they do at Rav Nevenzahl's house at the Kiddush, and to pater the Coke, because it's a suffix bracha over there. That is what one should do, l'chatchila. Now, this is all talking about if you have this little bit of wine, though. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Gimel points out, though, from Veda, towards the end, it says Veda. He says over there, that's all if you had a little bit of wine. If you did not have any, if you didn't taste the wine at all, you're still Yotze Kiddush on Shabbos. At least not according to everyone except for the Briskers. But you're Yotze Kiddush on Shabbos, maybe. You're Yotze Kiddush on Shabbos. But over here, you would have to make a bracha if you wanted a cup of Coke. You want a cup of water now in the middle of this Kiddush, your vada have to make a bracha because you didn't taste anything. It's only if you tasted the wine, now you have a suffix. If you have more than a revius, it's not even a suffix. You've sure pater shar mashkim. But if you don't drink it at all, it's also not a suffix, and you vada have to make a new bracha on the drink. Also, just to point out, that anytime he's talking this in the siman about yayin, the same thing will apply by mitzanavim, by grape juice. Just like, because that's why most poskim paskin, that's why the Rav Nevenzahl paskin, the only the lafuke may she is Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv holds that grape juice would not pat the shayar mashkin, does not have the same din as wine, and, at least for this, and therefore Rav Yashiv would not pat the shayar mashkin. But Rav Nevenzahl and Rav poskim pat say. Rav Chaim Kanievsky also holds that it would pater shar mashkin. Okay, now that's from your last week. Now we're moving on to Sif Dalet. Im kovo lishtos lifnei amazon. If someone sat down to have kvias of drinking before a muzon, the Mishnah Berurah says lav daf kvias, even if you drink a cup. Mishnah Berurah sikon vav. Ein sarach levarach al yayin shebetoch amazon. So this is not only talking about Shabbos. I mean, you do this on Shabbos because of Kiddush. But even if you did it during the week, somebody you had before your Suda, you had a cup of wine. So that is going to pater the wine that you're going to drink in the middle of the Suda also. Why? The yayin shlifnei amazon potro. The wine before the Suda paters the wine you're going to have in the middle of the Suda. So the wine that you had before and is going to connect yourself to the wine you're going to have in the middle of the Suda. V'chein yayin shal kiddush poter yayin shebetoch amazon. Also yayin shal kiddush would pater yayin in the middle of the meal. V'chein ha-mavdil al-shulchan, if someone makes avdolah on wine, it will poter yayin shebetoch amazon. If you're going to eat the Suda's malav malko right after avdolah, according to this opinion, it's going to poter the wine that in the middle of if you're going to have wine for the malav malko. V'yesh omrim she'ein berkas yayin avdolah poter elin kein notol yadav kon avdolah. But there's the shita in the Rishonim that holds that wine in the middle of the Malav Malka after Avdalah would not pater the wine in the middle. The wine you drink at Avdalah would not pater the wine that you would have in the middle of Suda's Malav Malka. The reason of the chilek between Yayin and Avdalah is because the Kiddush is connected to the Suda. You need Kiddush B'Makom Suda. You need Kiddush before you eat the Suda on Shabbos. It's connected to the Suda. Avdalah and Malav Malka have nothing to do with each other, really. So therefore, the wine of Avdalah cannot go and connect yourselves to the wine of Suda's Malav Malka. That's according to the Shita. Other Shita holds, nevertheless, since you're doing it right before the Suda, it would pater. Hilkach, how does the Mechaber Paskin? Hilkach, Hamavdil Kodim Natila. This is not going to be so Menachemina for Nas is not going to be so important. But listen to the Mechaber because it's going to be a very important Yisod the Mechaber is going to tell us. We have a machlokas rishonim over here. We have machlokas rishonim what to do. Does the wine before sudas malav machlokas pater? Yes or no? What does the machaber tell us to do? Hilkach hamavdil kodin netila yichavin shelo lahotzi ayayin. When you're making the avdala before, you're gonna wash your hilkach hamavdil kodin netila yichavin shelo lahotzi ayayin. If you're making avdala before the netila, you should have kavanah not for it not to pot to the wine you're going to have in the middle of the milav malka. Find the comments in the right side. That's zayin shebetocha suda ubediavid bediavid shelo kivin kach. If you do not have kavanah, poter yain shebetocha suda will poter like the first opinion. Why the suffik brachos derabanan lahakel? Why is this such an important machaber? By the way, the second sheet that held, what do you do since it doesn't really poter it? The only way to poter it is to make it in into the suda. How do you do that? According to second opinion, you would have to wash beforehand, then make avdala, and then go straight into your suda. Only then it would have pater. If not, it would not pater. Anyway, so we passing in suffix brachos lahakel. Why is this important? Why am I focusing on this so much? Because over here, in theory, there's a lot going on behind the scenes over here. Because over here, you have the chora, big problem. How do you, if you have kavan over here, dafka not to pater the wine in the mezuzah, what are you in essence doing? You're goring a bracha shena tzricha. Because really, according to the first opinion, that wine that you're going to have in the middle of Suda was already covered by the wine you would have at Avdala. So by you having the specific kavanah not to pater it, it's called gorim bracha shena tzricha. You're causing yourself to come to make a bracha that you don't need or need. One is not allowed. Let's say someone's having an apple and an orange. He's not allowed to, on purpose, have kavanah. I'm only going to pater the apple with my bracha eights. Right? And then go make another bracha on the orange. You can't make two brachas since one bracha will pater it. You know you're planning on having both. So you can't have your das to say, I'm only going to cover the apple. And then to make a second bracha on the orange. Because even though the kavana works, but you're goring a bracha shena tzricha. You're causing yourself to make a bracha where you didn't need to. Right? And we don't just make brachas. We don't add on brachas when we don't need to. Brachas are great. But when you have one bracha, it can pater a lot of things. That's much better than to do a ribui of brachas. One is not allowed to make a bracha shena tzichos. But over here, the Machaber is telling us, you can't. What's the reason? Why is the Machaber telling us to do this then? So it's very simple. Because you're coming over here. What did you say, Danny?
You're avoiding a suffix.
Very good. Because over here, you're avoiding a suffix. We have a machlokas rishonim, whether the wine patters the wine in the middle of the suda. So therefore, to avoid the suffix, he's telling you to cause yourself the bracha shena tzichos. So the klal we come out of here, of this Machaber, we're going to have the same klal over here in Siv Zayin also, very soon. But this is where it comes out from. If someone's in a suffik bracha situation, if someone has a suffik bracha, you're allowed to cause yourself to make a bracha shena tzricha in order to get out of the suffik. Okay? One is allowed, once again, to cause yourself to make an extra bracha, a bracha shena tzricha, in order to get out of a suffik. What's the svara? So they shlach for. We're a little long this over here. What is the pshat in suffik bracha, you can make a bracha over here, you can cause yourself to make an extra bracha? Question is, when you have a suffik bracha and a bracha shena tzricha, is one pshat you could say, what's worse? The two choices are, either you're going to drink this wine without making a bracha, and therefore you have a suffik that you're not going to make a bracha on this wine, and according to the opinions, you have to make a bracha, you're benefiting from something in this world without a bracha. And it's also to get benefit from this world without making a bracha. So therefore, that's very bad. So, one svar is to say is that's much worse. To drink something that you did not make a bracha on, that's much worse than making a bracha shena tzricha, to adding a bracha. So therefore, really you have a bracha shena tzricha there, but you have to pick the better of two evils. The better thing to do is to make a bracha shena tzricha rather than make a bracha, rather than drink something without making a bracha on it. It's the better of two evils. That's one way of saying it out. The other way of saying it out is very simple. Is there another way of saying it out? The other way of saying it out is very simple. You don't get this, it's not the end of the world. But it's very important for the Nakuda. That b'makom safik bracha, what's a bracha shena tzricha? Bracha shena tzricha is a bracha that I do not need to make. Over here, since you have a safik, you need to make it. So it's not considered a bracha shena tzricha anymore. So the first svar is to say that you have a bracha shena tzricha over here, but you're picking the better best of two worlds. The second part is to say it's not a bracha shena tzricha anymore. Since you have a suffik over here, the way to get out of the suffik is through a bracha shena tzricha. It's not considered a bracha shena tzricha. I need this bracha. That's the two ways of saying out. And according to the Sefer Vezosa bracha,
in the back of the Sefer in the Birurim, he says over there, it's a machlokas achronim, what's the pshat?
What's the nafka meaning between them? Can everyone think of a nafka meaning between the two ways we're saying it out now? Nafka meaning, could you be somech on this eitzat lichatchila? Could you be somech on this lichatchila? According to the first way we say it out, that you pick the better of the worst of the two, the better of the two evils. So if you have another way of getting out without being evil, without a bad way, so you should definitely pick the other thing other way. So lechatchila should not be so machanis. But if you say that in a place where there's a suffix bracha, it's not considered a bracha shein etzricha, you need this bracha over there, then you can be so machan even lechatchila. That is the svara of, I'll read it in the Ashari Tshuva on Simon Tav Reish Lamates. Simon Tav Reish Lamates, Ashari Tshuva says this. He's discussing about a certain suffix bracha, and he says like this, listen to the lesson. The kol shu also came mishum shirotza latzei yidei suffix. You're doing it in order to get out of yourself out of suffix. Aims a bracha shein etzricha. It's not considered a bracha shein etzricha. Therefore, one can get out of this. And this is the way Rav Nevin Saul set it out also. It's not considered a bracha shein etzricha. And a makom safek. Okay. There's a Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkan Ches. Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkan Ches that towards the last line of the Mishnah Berurah says nearly pashut. The minisano she'in anu regilinly shtos yain b'toch asuda. In these places, the people do not normally drink wine in the middle of the suda. So afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos, eino poter. That means wine before the suda will not poter wine in the middle of the suda. Elin kain haya daitu l'zem mitchila. Unless your plan was drinking wine in the middle of the suda. El kamoshin katafti mikodem, like I said earlier on. So therefore, in places that the minhag, people don't normally drink wine in the middle of the suda, so wine in the beginning, before the suda, including kiddush, will not potter wine in the middle of the suda unless you normally drink wine. So therefore, it all depends on your household or where you come from. If people normally drink wine in the middle of the suda, so it's stam das, so you would potter. If not, then you would have to make a new bracha on the wine that's brought in the middle of the suda. This will not fall. Later on, we'll see a Rav Nevin Saul holds that nowadays most people have kavanah on almost everything they're always going to eat. Because people eat a lot nowadays. But he told me tonight that does not apply by this over here. Because wine is different than food. By food, we normally eat a lot. But a lot of people do not drink wine in the middle of the suda. So therefore, for some of you have to have kavanah on it beforehand if you want to pot to the wine in the middle of the suda. Sif hei. Kol ma shoshosa betoch suda dai lo bebracha achas. Anything you drink in the middle of the suda, it's good enough with one bracha. Elin kein kishaberach lo yadaita lishtos ala oto akos aninach lishtos acher. Unless one bracha is going to be, one bracha on the wine is going to be good for all the wine you're going to drink in the middle of the suda. Unless you had mine, I'm only going to drink once one cup, and when you're done, I decided not going to drink anymore. V'nilach, and then you change your mind, now you want to drink more, then you would have to make a new bracha on the coast. This is din in all hilchos brachos. Bracha Rishona, we're going to go over this a lot over the next couple weeks. Bracha Rishona is totally on your das. Your Bracha Rishona continues until you decide you're done eating. Once you decide you're done eating, and you decide now you want to eat again, now you need a Bracha Rishona. That's not how Bracha Achrona works. We'll get to that later on. So over here, as long as you're not decide that you want to finish and not change your mind, your one Bracha is going to cover everything. Then Ramah says, V'chein misha ba'la su'uda. Same too. If someone comes to a suda, moshitin lo harba kosos mivarcha kol echad ve'echad. So Mishnah Berurah explains over here. We're talking about a guy who was not really invited to the house. He just shows up in the middle of drinking wine. So one guy's nice and he says, "Oh, here's a cup of wine." So he makes the bracha bracha hashem lino cholam borei pira gafen, and he drinks down the cup of wine. That's his. That's what he thought. And hey, they were nice enough to give me one cup. He's assuming for sure they're not going to give me a second cup. What happens? Davli kinimla. But now, guy, second guy gives him another cup, so he's like Nimlach now because he never was expecting this other coast. Therefore, he's going to have to make a bracha on every coast he's going to get. Vayin in the comments in Kufayin Tet. V'chein, the same thing applies. Misha Berach HaKos Berachas Nesuin. The person who makes the bracha on the berachas, on the cup of wine under the chuppah, the Berachas Nesuin. And you know, the girls in the crowd all want that kosel bracha. It's a school, they get married. Yeah, everyone wants to kosel that bracha. But the mice, there's only one kosel, and there's a lot of girls. So not everyone's going to get that kosel bracha. So they decide, so most people in the crowd think that kosel is never going to get to them. So they don't know where it's going to get to in the crowd. So kol echad tzarich levarch. even though the person made the bracha breaker gavin lechor, they could be yotzi through his bracha. They assume that they're never going to get it. Therefore, they have to make a bracha on the coast if it comes to them. The mikri nimlach, because now if they get it, they're wow, I got the coast. So they are they're very happy about that. Now they're going to get married the next day, and so they would have to make a bracha on that coast. It's a big thing to keep doing kosher bracha. Kosher bracha is not a problem. Okay. Now, Mishra Bura Siv Katin Yud Ches. Katavataz, second line. Katavataz Dua Dinli Ninachila. Right? The same applies, like I said before. Das, bracha rishana, all depend on das. And if you're Nimlach, then you have to make a new bracha rishana. Taz says, all this applies by Achila also. You brought a piece of bread in order to eat the whole loaf and only that loaf. And he made the bracha like this. And now afterwards he decides he wants another loaf. And he sends someone to buy another bread. He has to make another bracha of motzi. Because his das was only to eat the one the bread that he bought. Because he would have bought more. But afterwards, he got hungry and he wanted more. If you have in your house a loaf of bread and you cut off a piece to eat it, or a cookie, whatever it is in your house, and afterwards you decide you want more, that's not like you change your mind. Because that's the derech of people. That's the normal derech of people. They go into their cabinet, eat a little bit, go back and eat some more from their cabinet. That's not like he changed his mind. Therefore, his bracha rishona still continues on and on. It's not considered nimnach. Because many times you have the bracha, when you make the bracha, you thought one piece will fill me up. And then afterwards, he realizes he's not full, and it'll take more to eat. So there... Because the wine is different, because you don't assume that by wine. That's what I explained before. You don't assume that by wine. But by food, that's an assumption. Now, I would extend this also, for sure, by restaurants, it's the same thing. You order one thing, because the stomach will be full. But many people go ahead and order more afterwards, and therefore it would not be considered like nimlach, and therefore you would have to make... You would not make a bracha on if you're nowadays you have to go... What's the norm? If you decided that, oh, I'm only going to have this, and only that, and that's it... Then you would have to make a new bracha on the food afterwards. Sivav. Ein levarich acher yain shebesuda. We do not make a bracha achrona, even though you make a bracha rishona because the chashiv is the wine, you don't make its own bracha achrona. The birkas hamazon parter tov. Because birkas hamazon will pater the yain. V'chein poteres yain shelifnei hamazon. It also paters the wine from before the mazon, the wine that you drank before the suda, that the birkas hamazon covers that also. Vafilu lo yain betoch hamazon. Even if you didn't have wine in the middle of the suda, the birkas hamazon will still cover the wine you had right before the suda. Vayin the common sof simin reish ayin beis. Uli inyan yain shel avdol shel hamazon ayin the common simin reish ayin tet sif ches. So what comes out of this mechaber is that birkas hamazon always pats wine, whether you had wine only in the middle of the suda or whether you had the wine only at the beginning of the suda. Both those cases, birkas hamazon will pater. There's a couple of very important bir lachas over here. Bir lacha dira masal v'chein poteres deals with the problem of kiddush, and for that matter, any time you have wine before the suda, even though possibly birkas hamazon will cover your wine before the suda, nevertheless, there is a big machlokas rishona on this. He says, "Ain den din zeh borer." The Bar Lacha says, "This is not so clear." I am a Ramban, no Chames, Pirkei Arbasachim, V'ram, the Sorvin Sham, the Bein Miyain Shel Kiddush, Ubein Shari Yain Lifnei Amazon, Sarich Bracha Achrona. According to the Ran and the Ramban, big Kiddush. You make Kiddush on Shabbos. You don't go into your suda. You make a Bracha Achrona before you go to wash. According to the Ran and the Ramban. And therefore, we have two Rishonim like this. Therefore, the Bir Lacha continues and says, "The Lefiza Nira should not only need Kiddush Shaloli Shos Rakim Lo Lugma. You should only drink a Lo Lugma of Kiddush in order to be Yotzi Kiddush. But therefore, you will be stay out of the Bracha Achrona." And he goes on to say that's not really good enough, because there are those who hold. We'll learn later on that there's those who hold that even on a kazayis wine, you're chayv a bracha achrona. So you can't have only kazayis wine, because then you're not yotzi kiddush. So he says the best thing to do is drink a mlo logmav drink them lo lugmav, and have kavana when you bench to have specific kavana that you wanted to go and pet and potter the shahr mashkin. It's a big chiddush, and most people don't see that. But we think, oh, drink the whole kos, drink the whole kos, drink the whole kos. But you see over here, the Beralach is not saying that. The Beralach is saying, go ahead and only drink a lo lugmav, and when you say berkas amazon, have specific kavana. So there is one eitzah that you could do if you want to drink the whole kiddush. First of all, this is number one. This is only talking about kiddush that's going to go straight into suda. You're not making a bracha chorna of alamichyan. But if you're doing this at shul or something like that, you're just having some cake a little bit before you make kiddush on that. There's no this shalat doesn't apply because you're going to be making a berachas main shalat. You're going to be making alamichya anyways, and you put in alagefni al priya gefen. So you're going to make a bracha chorna. This is all talking about only if it's going to be Friday night. Or Shabbos lunch, which goes directly into the Suda, then you have this problem of the Safek Bracha Achrona. Me'ikar Adin, we pask, and then it covers it. You should make Birkas Amazon and have specific Kavanah on the wine that you're doing, but there's another, I like to offer an Eitzah, a very simple Eitzah that you can get out of the Safek if you're in this problem, is drink a cup of wine in the middle of the Suda. If you have a drink, a cup of wine in the middle of the Suda also, then Vadi, the Birkas Amazon, will for sure, because now the wine before the Suda will connect to the wine that you're drinking in the middle of the Suda, and for sure then the Birkas Amazon will go ahead and cover both things. That's what Rav Nevinsel told me also. Okay, now we have another Biralo. So, before we get to the Biralo, there's a Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Sinkan Kafe. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Kafe discusses the following shaila. And this is what is going to be the main topic in next week's stuff, the next week's Harav Simon Kufay and Vav Aleph, that long Mishnah Berurah. It's going to be the topic of really what's going on over here also. If someone wants to eat something before, he's going to sit down for dinner now, and he knows he's going to wash. But the food's not ready yet. It's going to be ready in 5 minutes, and he's hungry right now. He wants to take a drink, and he wants to eat. What happens now? Does that food connect to the Suda, and your Birkas HaMazon at the end of the Suda will cover this? Or no, you have to make a bracha achrona on this thing. We're going to dine right now only on drinks. Next week we'll discuss what's going to be with foods. Right now we're only talking about drinks. You want a cup of water before the Suda? Do you have to make a bracha achrona brain of fushes before you go ahead and wash or not? Does this connect to the Suda or does this not connect to the Suda? That's really what the discussion is. It's called the bracha connector. Right? If it connects to the Suda, then Birkas HaMazon will cover it. If it does not connect to the Suda, you need to make a bracha achrona. The Mishnah Berurah Paskins and Sifkat and Kafei. Ulinina Mai Mushari Mashkin shows like Kodam Amazon. Ve'ena shows the Pesach Amazon. You're going to drink the drink before this meal, and you're not going to drink that drink also in the middle of the Suda. Meaning, if you're going to drink that drink also in the middle of the Suda, body is no question, you would not make a bracha chorna. But think about it here, you want something to drink right now, you're not going to drink in the middle of the Suda. Das harbi achronim the tzarich levarich leim bracha achrona. You have to make a bracha achrona before the Suda. She'ein berkas hamazon poter tan. Berkas hamazon not patrit. The mekev and sheshoso tam kodem hamotzi. Since you're going to go ahead and make a bracha before hamotzi, ainam shayich le Suda klal. It's not shayich at all to the Suda. It does not connect to the Suda. Therefore, you have to make a brayna fashas beforehand. However, Rav Nevinsel and before him the Eli Rabba, that I'm saying the Chai Adam and Dibur Maskel and Bir Alocha Dibur Maskel Afilo. They bring out a case that's very funny. He says, it's not in all cases is it true that your drinking is not connected to the Suda. Why? Because he says sometimes, we're not bring down the Gemara to prove this also, and sometimes somebody is so thirsty that he's not hungry until he drinks. He needs a drink before he can eat. So therefore, sometimes somebody wants to drink water because he, in order to eat, he can't eat, he won't be able to eat until he quenches his thirst. And therefore, in that type of case, the water or whatever drink you're drinking is connected to the Suda. Because that's allowing you to eat. So that will connect you to the Suda. So in that case, the Beralach, at least the Chai Adam, and Rav Nevinsel Pazian, if that was the case, and it is connected to the Suda, it's coming to enhance your Suda, it's coming to help you with your Suda, in that case, simply, you would not make a bracha achrona before you start the Suda. It will connect to the Suda. So all totally on why you're drinking right now. You're drinking just because you're a little bit thirsty right now, and whatever, you wanted a cup of Coke or whatever it is, and you're not going to have it in your Suda. It's really has nothing to do with your Suda. So go ahead and make a brain of fushes on it before you wash. But if it's connected to your Suda, you're doing it for the reason Rav Nevinsel brought down, then you would not go ahead and make the bracha. We'll get to other things. You want potato chips, you want fruit, you want rugelach, whatever it is you're eating before the Suda, we'll get to there next week. Okay. Siv Zayin. im ein mo yain vishot amayim ushar mashka. If you have no wine, now you're not drinking wine at all. We want to discuss now, does drinks get patterned by the amotzi you make at the beginning of the Suda? Vishot amayim ushar mashka, you drink water or any other drink in the middle of the Suda. Ein levarach aleihem. You do not make a bracha. This is Shita Rashi and Tosos. Shita's Rashi and Tosos holds that mashkim are covered by amotzi. The chashivik kabay machma suda. They're considered like they're part of the suda. They're coming for the suda. Lafisha ain't derech lechol blo shtia, because it's not the derech to eat without drinking. People like to rinse down their food a little bit. The drinking is part of the suda. Therefore, it gets covered by the berachas amotzi that you eat beforehand. These are all dinim that we learn, grow up knowing that we don't make a brach on drinks, but this is explaining why we don't do that. Because the drinks are connected to the meal, and therefore we do not make a brach on it. Even if you drink wine, it really maker didn't need a brach, its own bracha in the middle of the Suda. It was just because it was so chashiv, it's such a chashiv drink, that it gets its own bracha. But water and other drinks are not so chashiv, and therefore they do not get a bracha. That is Shita's Rashi, like I said before, in Rabbeinu Tam. Now, Vayter, within the Shita, it goes even one step further. Even if you were thirsty already before you started the Suda, as you didn't want to drink at that point, because drinking on an empty stomach might hurt you, so you didn't want to drink at that point. Nevertheless, it's still as if you're drinking because of the bread, and the bread will still patter these drinks. That's all the first shita over here in the Mechaber. Now the Mechaber brings us on the second shita. This is the shita of the Bahag. The Bahag is Gedolos. The shita of the Bahag is Shar Mashkim is not covered by a motzi. The Yesh Omrim, Mechaber says, Levarach alamayim shebesuda, you have to drink and make a bracha on water in the Suda. The Mishnah Berurah says, according to this shita, also Shar Mashkim. So, well, you would have to make a drink on another suda. Big chiddush over here, and a yesh omrim in the rush takes us one step further. So, third shita, which is a yesh omrim that's brought in the rush rejects it. However, he brings it down. Even says even one step further. V'yesh machmim ol levarach lehem b'chol pam. When you're drinking water, this is not by shar mashkim. But if you're drinking water, you would have to make a bracha every cup you take to drink. The stama nimachu b'chol pam, because every time you come to take a new drink, it's as if you change your mind, because people don't, I guess some people held it, people don't normally drink water in the middle of the Suda. Therefore, it's as if you're nimach every time. So we have three shita. The shita is Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, no bracha at all. Shita of the Bahag, that says you have to have it, you have to make one bracha on it. And the shita, third shita, brought down from the Rosh, Shem Yishomrim, that every time, every kosi you would have to make a new bracha. How do we paskin? The Mechaber pauses like this. Someone who wants to get himself out of the suffix. Once again, you have a suffix bracha over here. You have a suffix whether you have to make a bracha or not. The Mechaber will be l'shitas over here. Yeshiv kodim natila. Sit down before you wash. B'makom sudasa, at the place he's going to eat. V'yivarech al das lishtas b'tov sudasa. And make a bracha on a drink. Take a bracha on a drink and drink only a little bit before the suda. Because if you drink a lot, then you're going to have a suffix once again, bracha achrona. So you don't want to do that. You take a little sip, and now when you drink that drink in the middle of the Suda, Vada, you will not have to make a new bracha. So once again over here, you have a case over here, suffix bracha. He says, gori of bracha shenet tzricha, because you don't really want to make a bracha over here. Really, maybe the drink would be patur in the middle of the Suda, so therefore you're gori of bracha shenet tzricha over here. But b'makom suffix bracha, one is allowed to. That's how the Mechaber seemingly paskins. The Ramado says three very important words. V'amine kisvar rishona. The Ramah for Bnei Ashkenaz Paskins, the Minig is like the first opinion. Whose opinion? Like Rashi, that drinks are Pater. No Suffolk, drink a Pater, go ahead and drink your Coke, drink your water in the middle of the Suda. We do not make brachas. And that's how Bnei Ashkenaz Paskin. What about Bnei Svard? What do they do? Sounds like from the Mechaber that they should be Machmer to drink before the Suda. However, Ravadi Yosef in the Orla Tzion, or the Tzion write that this chumrah is only midas chasidus. That's only midas chasidus. One does not have to do like this shita. One can rely on the first opinion also, because that's the ikar shita that we paskin like. However, midas chasidus for a svardim would be to do like this rotzli stalik min a suffik. By this eitzah was given by the Russian and the Turms themselves.
Russian and the Turms.
What? The Ravadia and the Or Litzion. Both. I know the Ravadia is not Or Litzion.
Seriously.
The one who gave this Or.
It's implied.
But the Aruch HaShulchan also says the Minig is the Hakka Lagamrei like the Roma. Okay. Well, we'll stop here for a couple minutes. Sure. Okay.
You just want to push my button.
Okay. We're still in Kufayin Dal Tziv Zayin. We're still in the middle over there. Before I get to this Mishnah Berurah, it's a very important Mishnah Berurah. There's three different machloksim. It's important to get before we're going to talk a lot about suffixes and chumros over here. So in terms of brachos, but you know, I should have said this at the beginning before we started brachos, brachos. But really, very nice introduction here. And Sefer Vezosa broadly quotes a Kav HaChaim. It says ki ikar asugas ha'adam el ruach hakadosh tuya al yidei kavanas adam v'zir tov b'kol brachos anen. In order for someone to get on high levels in this world, it's a lot totally on your. Someone was careful with brachos anen. Basically, he's saying is through brachos you're able to mevatel by us eating. We're doing a very gashmi thing, and therefore certain ruachs get on our body when that happens. When you make brachos the kavana, that takes care of all these negative things that might come from eating, and therefore one should be careful with making brachos carefully. And therefore, same thing by sveikos. When somebody has a suffik, he should be careful with all the sveikos that he might have that at patrim. So when you take suffik brachos, take it seriously, and therefore we have to understand why the Mishnah Berurah is coming out a lot of these times, what's going on. We have to understand the shitas and everything like that. So we have three machlokas that are going to come over here. In Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Laman Tess. So the first one's like this. Sivkon Laman Tess. The first machlok that's over here is in terms of whiskey. If someone has whiskey in the middle of the Suda, what's the lacha? Is it considered part of the Suda, or is it like a dessert? It's not considered part of the Suda at all, and you have to make a new brach on it. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down two shteyas. Lian Yain Sarf, Yesha Achronim.
That's whiskey.
Yain Sarf is whiskey. It burns you. You have to make a brach on it because you don't drink it because of thirst like other mashkim. It's not connected to the suda. You have to make a new brach in the middle of the suda. Magen Avraham writes you do not make a brach on the middle of the suda because Magen Avraham holds that it comes to awaken, it comes to whet your appetite. Because you get a little bit more hungry, therefore it's connected to the Suda, one would not make a bracha, and we hold Safik brachas lakula. If the Eitzah will be, if one can do it, is to drink a little bit before the Suda, and then it'll connect it to the Suda, and when he drinks in the middle of the Suda, Vadi would not have to make a new bracha. Now,
how do we hold?
Safik brachas lakula. What?
So we hold like we're getting
brachas? Correct. Now, what about a fruit appetizer? We have not learned yet. We'll learn later on that fruit require a bracha in the middle of the suda. Fruit is a dessert type food. It gets its own bracha. But what happens when you're serving it as an appetizer? What happens when you're serving it as an appetizer? So it's actually a machlokas rishonim. The sharp siyam brings down this machlokas. Also the sharp siyam siv katan mem hey. The machlokas is like this. Tosos psachin kuftas vav. Dibur Maslo the Hadar and Rashi also hold that you do not make a bracha on an appetizer. Magen Avraham explains the being the same thing as we just said, because it comes to whet your appetite, it gets to get your suda going, it opens up your stomach a little bit and gets you going for the suda, therefore you do not make a bracha on the fruit appetizer. However, the Sefer Achinuch and the Rashba, they hold you do make a bracha on an appetizer. Fruit is a fruit. Appetizer is not really connected to the meal. Therefore, an appetizer, the fruit that you're going to eat as an appetizer, you would make a bracha on, just like if you had it for dessert. How do we pass in? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down two deyas. The Mishnah once again over here says, Hu adin beperas abayin lahanshich tavis achila, kigon leminish veluchim, mozayis maliach, o angrakias veluchim, gilz of that, lo dami lashar pesh, and tochasun sarai bracha, v'chein yitigo eza achorim kedai to. How does he pass in? So, Ubamis, Haya Roy Lean Hog Bazak, Kaitsa Samachaber, Lean and Sharmashkin. You should behave just like the Machaber said by Sharmashkin, the Yavarach al Ma'at, Me'ayayin Saref. also to my whiskey, like we said, we're called Tila Dasli Tor Mashi Shishtab Tokha Suda, Midei Shiyesh Deyas Baza. Since there is a machlokas over here, the best thing to do is by Yain Sarab take a little whiskey, and by fruit, take a little fruit that is not a whole, not don't take a whole grape, because that's also Safek Bracha, but take less than a kazais of a fruit, make the Bracha on that before the Suda, and that is what firm people do. That's if you're very firmly do that such a thing. Before the Suda, you go take a little piece of fruit, and you make the Bracha on the piece of fruit before it, if you know you're going to have the appetizer. However, Me'ikar Din, if one does not do that, he could be somech on the Mishnah Berurah's last couple words. The Mishnah Berurah says, Ela sha'olam nagu lahakel, the minig is to be makel, v'yesh la'am amalismach, they have what to be somech on, and therefore, if one forgets to make a Bracha on his appetizer before, and he forgets to take a piece of fruit, and be from. So if either he forgets or he's at someone's house and he had no idea. All of a sudden, after you wash, all of a sudden they come and give you a fruit cup for an appetizer. They give you a piece of grapefruit for an appetizer. So in that case, we paskin the somech al minag l'olam is not to make a bracha on it, even though it's fruit. We do not make a bracha on it.
So we're not from.
We are from. The chilu we're from. Shh, guys. And that's the second machlokas. The third machlokas here is le'inyan, if one serves for dessert a hot drink, coffee, tea for dessert, is that considered part of the suda or not? So he's over here, fifth line down on the next page. Katav achai adam. Tim shota achar gemar sudasa kafe. Hu rak kedei la'akel ha'mozon lo'domi l'sharmashon akein tzarech levarach bracha harishona. If you drink coffee at the end of the suda, it's only to digest your food. It's not like other parts of the. It's not like other parts of the suda that is part more connected to the suda. Therefore, you would have to make a bracha rishona. Ve'inu mukrach, though the Mishnah Berurah says is not true. Ve'nachon shi'avarch mitchila matzukar liftor at the cafe. He says once again, since you have suffik brachos over here, one of the chayyadim says to make a bracha. Mishnah Berurah thinks it's not so clear to make a bracha. Therefore, he says. To what should you do? You should take a piece of sugar or take a candy or something else and make a bracha on that, the shakal on that, and that will platter the coffee that you're going to be drinking anyways. So, and then he goes on to say, but that kozeh shayach rak leinyan chol. That's only during the week in Gerda. But Shabbos v'yantav b'shachar saying shayach kozeh. All these shaylas, except for the fruit shayla, that's the answer. This last shayla, the coffee, is only shayach by what? It's actually by the whiskey also shayla. It's only shayach by... It's only shayach by the chol when you're not making kiddush beforehand. But in Shabbos, when you make kiddush beforehand, are you bevadei kvar kiddush al kos? You already make kiddush al kos. When we mando shachim kiddush al yain alo poter kol mashkin. Since wine paters all shar mashkin, so it already pater the coffee anyways. It will already pater the yain tzarf anyways. You will not have this. You will not have this problem. What? Only if you drink it, obviously. If you're not, you only heard kiddush. You didn't drink it. It would not apply. All the questions left. Sorry. Guys, we have a lot to cover still. Okay, fine. That is Siv Zayin. Okay, Siv Ches. Al Yayin Shibtocha Mazun Kol Echad Ve'echad Mevarach La'atzol Afilu Asei B'yachad. And Yayin that is drinking in the middle of the Suda, everyone has to make their own bracha, even if you're reclining together, even if you're at a kviyas together, one does not pater everyone. Everyone makes their own bracha. Why? Because they cannot answer amen to the bracha. Once again, it's a sakana, they might come to choke. And therefore, one should not do this. However, even though we said last week, we discussed how, 2 weeks ago, that by a save, since nowadays we don't have a save, really make her a din, one could talk in the middle of the suda. However, here the din would not change. The reason being, because we already talked about the Mishnah Berurah says the minhag olam nowadays is everyone makes their own brachos except by lecha mishnah on Shabbos. Everyone makes their own brachos because people have a hard time listening to a whole bracha and having kavan. So over here, even if you did not have the problem of shema koyakten kana leveshet, you still not everyone would still make their own brachos. The Ramah adds in v'yesh omrim dim amar lam savri rabosai. If you would say to them. Savri Rabu Sai, Vishmu Yucham Lebracha, and they would stop and listen to the Bracha. They would not continue eating, they would stop eating. Vianu Amen, and they would answer Amen. Echad Mevarach Lekulam Vechein Noag. And then one person can make the Bracha for everyone, and that is the Minag, but that's not the Minag now anymore. Vyomer Savri Rabu Sai, when someone says Savri Rabu Sai, Rotzalomer, what does he mean to say? So Rimatam, let's say, per Bracha Zu, you should have Kavana to have to be yotzi with his bracha. V'lo yomer b'shus rabosai. You don't say b'shus rabosai. V'chein kol makom shemavarcha nala yayin. Anytime you're making the bracha on the wine, mishum birgas yayin shebetocha sura. Ain't omer b'shus el savri mitam shizbar. You say b'shus. You say savri instead of b'shus. The reason being, savri has a twofold meaning. Savri is stop what you're doing, meaning stop eating your sura. Listen. V'chavnu, and also I have kavana. That's what savri does. That's what savri does. That's why we say savri. However, the Shartzian and Rav Nevensol over here, Dibra Baskil Motzi, says, even though normally in a kosher bracha you say savri, one exception is the kosher bracha after, if you bench on a kosh. If one benches on a kosh, you do not say savri. Well, the reason being very simple. Since what is savri? Savri is asked, is, I'm sorry. Sorry, you don't say bershus. You don't say bershus over there. The simple being is you already got rishus. You already asked for rishus when you started the bench, right? When you said rabbasai nevarach bershus kol mesubikan ruch bershus maranam rabbasai, whatever you say, you already asked for rishus. Therefore, the cup of wine that you have at the end of benching, you do not say bershus. You said it. Okay, that is a simen kuf ayin dal. Rumi at the simen kuf ayin hey dine berkas atovia meti. When do we say atovia meti? So first of all, this is a bracha, gemara brachas also that you have to on ribu yain, you have to make atovia meti. We'll get to machlokes rishonim on understands gemara and seed base. Before, let's read sifal. Hayvilem yain acher. I'm going to discuss the issues in general at the beginning. We'll get to the Mechaber Ramaz pretty quickly, and then at the end I'll talk about Halacha Ma'isa. I'll go back and discuss the Halacha Ma'isa. Hevilam Yain Achar Einu Mevarach Borei Priya Gafen. If you bring a second type of wine, you don't say Borei Priya Gafen because it's already covered for the verse Borei Priya Gafen. Albu Mevarach Alav Atove Ameitiv. You make the bracha Atove Ameitiv B'Shemu Malchus Atove Ameitiv Haga Apa Gashi Einu Od Min Arishon. Even though you do not have any more left from the first battle. The lav davka hevil lahem mechadash. In lav davka, they had to bring him a new bottle of wine. Elohu adini mahayala mitchila shtei yenos. The same thing would apply if you have two bottles of wine. Mevarchan al beiz atovi ameti. The second bottle, you would say atovi ameti. And Ramah adds, v'davka shol ayu lefarav yachad kishaberach b'roi b'ragavin. This is only if they were not together when you said b'roi b'ragavin. Hava yu b'yachad, ein tzarech levarach al b'roi b'ragavin, kemoshi yizbar siv gimel. If you had them both together, you should make the bracha of Brei Bergafen on the better wine, and Vilpater the lesser wine, and you would not say Atovia Meitiv in this case. So there's a couple things to point out over here. Number one is Mishnah Berurah Beis. What is the reason for the bracha of Atovia Meitiv? So it's not really two different reasons, but I'm going to say it out as two different reasons. But really, Mishnah Berurah, it's not really Mishnah Berurah is not saying out as a machlokas. One idea is Sipkan Beis, who hoda al ribu yayin shniz damin lo. This is something of the birkas atovia meitiv is usually a birkas hoda and something special that you just got and you want to bless the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so you say atovia meitiv. So too over here, because you have ribu yayin, you have extra wine, so you want to make this bracha of atovia meitiv. And the other one is a little bit more machshavadik. It's very interesting. It says katu besvarim tamlu nosa zeki adua shadom tzarich lemayim metanigu olam. And I can read through the rest of the Mishnah. All he says is like this, that the bracha atovia meitiv is very similar to another bracha we have. It's the last bracha on benching. The Derabbanan bracha on benching is also the bracha of Atovia Meitiv. The Gemara discusses what is the bracha of Atovia Meitiv in benching. The Gemara goes on to explain that it was Nidkan al Harugi Beitar. The whole city of Beitar was destroyed. Maran Gittin, all the was destroyed, and they wouldn't let them bury the bodies for a while. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu burned a nace, and the bodies did not decompose. And they were able to, after a while, go ahead and bury the bodies. So therefore, they were metaking this bracha, Atovia Meitiv, to remind us of this special nace of the fact that Aruge Beit were killed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not let the bodies disintegrate, and we got to bury the bodies. So that is why we say Atovia Meitiv in benching. Therefore, they say the Chazal wanted to put the same nusach in this bracha on Ribu Yayin for a simple reason. Because when you have Ribu Yayin, very many times what happens, it could lead to Kalas Rosh. You can lead to Kalas Rosh, it can lead to bad things when you're having a lot of wine. It leads to bad things. We don't want to know what happens then. Therefore it says, Baal Yidei, if you say Bracha Atovia Meitiv, Yizkor Yom Mesa, you'll think about Ruge Beta, you'll think about the day of death. V'lo Yima Sheikh Achar Yain Harbe, and you won't go ahead and get drunk, you won't go ahead and drink too much when you shouldn't be drinking too much. Okay. The Ramah says, the Ramah said over here, the first Ramah says, Afa Gashin lo od mina rishon. You could still say the Bracha Tov Meitiv, even if you wiped out the first battle and then only then you brought a second battle. However, the Magen Avraham in Sikon Gimel does not say that. Magen Avraham says, if this, the whole battle was wiped out, then you do not say a Tova Meitiv. A Tova Meitiv is only when you have still that bottle sitting there, and now you bring it on an extra bottle. Look, we have more than that. We have just here, we have this extra bottle, only then you would make a bracha on it. We'll get back to that later. Also, we have a Machloka. The Mechaber says, even if you had the two on the table at the same time, even if you had, if you knew you were going to have both of them right now, you would still make the bracha a Tova Meitiv. However, the Lechem Chamudos in Sif Kadin Hay brings down that that's not true. He holds, if you have das to drink both of those wines, you knew before, when you knew when you were making the bray for a coffin, eventually you're going to bring out this big fancy bottle of wine, then that would not be shaykh to say Hatovia Meitiv. Only if you didn't know about this bottle of wine from beforehand, that's the only time you can make Hatovia Meitiv. Siv Beis. So now, we have a Machlokas Rishonim. Very simple. There's a very simple Machlokas Rishonim. The Rashbam holds that the bracha of Hatovia Meitiv, the bracha atovia meitiv is only said if you know bivadai that the second wine is better than the first wine. Only if you know that the first wine was a bottle of cheap King David wine, and then you bring out the fancy Golan wine afterwards that you paid the $100 for, or whatever it was, here it was aged for 25 years. So you have for sure that's a better wine. Then you would make a bracha atovia meitiv. But if you don't know, even if you're Masafik, the Rashbam says you cannot make the atovia meitiv. However, Rabbeinu Tam, this is also all in Tosas and Brachos. Rabbeinu Tam is not only that. Brachos, Rabbeinu Tam says, even if you're not sure, he brings the Yerushalmi, Azariah, even if you're not sure, you have even a suffix, you could go ahead and make the Bracha Tovia Meiti. How does the Mechaber Paskin? Mechaber Paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. Mevarchan Atovia Meitiv Hakol Shinu Yain Minastam. And you make a Tovia Meitiv of any different wine that you bring tonight. Afinu Minastam. Afilo in Yodea Shashini Meshubach Min Rishon. Even if you don't know for sure that the second one is better than the first one, Kol Shin Yodea Shu Garu Minu. So long as you don't know that it's for sure worse, as long as you're Besubach Bedavar, you can make the Bracha Atovia Meitiv. Just like Rabbeinu Tam. Ramah says, "Vein chiluk bein shneim chadashim o echad chadash ve'echad yoshan." Doesn't matter whether both new wines or one's new and one's old. Va'filu shaslam imenu tov shloshim yom. Even if you drank the better wine within the last 30 days, so it's not so special to you. Nevertheless, you could still say atovia meitiv. And then he brings down yesh omrim dim shasa tchila yain adom ve'vilu yain yain lavav. If you first drank red wine and then afterwards you brought out a white wine, Apple pisho yoter garua, even if it's a worse wine, mevarach atovia meitiv, you make the bracha atovia meitiv, lefishu bari laguf yoter mi'an adom, since it's more healthy than red wine. Ramah says the white wine is more healthy than red wine. Obviously, in the time of the Ramah, that was how they understood things, and that very much could be, and that the white wine was more healthy than red wine. Nowadays, doctors, researchers, whoever it is, scientists say that red wine is healthier than white wine. They say a cup of red wine is very healthy for the heart and seem like that. If that is as far as nowadays, Rav Nevin Saul told me that then the din would switch, and then if red wine is really more healthy than white wine, so it would be the exact opposite. Siv Gimel. Hevilo yain ra v'yain tov kecha. You bring about bad wine and good wine together. You baruch miyad borei pira gofen. You make the bracha borei pira gofen ala tovu poter at the ra. You make the bracha on the borei pira gofen on the good one, and it patches the second one. Velo yivaruch ala ra tchila. You don't make the bracha borei pira gofen on the worst wine borei pira gofen kedei levaruch ala v'atovia meitiv, in order to make a tovia meitiv afterwards. That's incorrect. Kili olam, because always the rule is yesh levarich ala ikker v'ala chaviv tchila. You always make the bracha on the better one, your favorite one first, and it patters the other one. You don't go ahead and make the bracha on the worst one in order to make a tovia meitiv afterwards. So, Siv Dalad. Ein levarich atovia meitiv velinkim yesh lo achar imo. You do not make atovia meitiv unless someone else is there eating with you. You don't say it by yourself. The svar is very simple. By the bracha of atovia meitiv, in all places we say the bracha of atovia meitiv, it's only when you're getting pleasure with someone else. The bracha of shechianu is for when you're getting pleasure by yourself. Why bracha shachianos is not metakin over here when you're doing it by yourself? I don't know. Rav Nachman saw, I didn't get a clear answer. I didn't understand the answer. But by a tova meitiv, you always need another partner with you. So therefore, that's what the mechaber is passing over here. You have to have someone eating with you. That's what the bracha means. A tov for this person, a meitiv, and it's good for your friend. It's good enough if your wife or children are with you. Zosa bracha brings down that possibly the bonav have to be over 13. But if he's by himself, he does not make the bracha. So the mechaber is passing over here. You need to have a partner.